Welcome. I'm Scott Regan, and I'm here in the Jazz Corner with Jeff Spivak, music writer for the Democrat and Chronicle. Welcome,
Hi,
Jeff.
Scott. Hi.
A great start to the Jazz Fest this weekend, I thought. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, some really interesting stuff. Some young performers, and then a startling young performer.
Yeah, Joey Alexander, you're talking about, 11
yes.
years old, pianist who had probably about 900, maybe almost 1,000 people at the Lyric Theater, which is a new venue right on East Avenue, former church. And 11-year-old kid shows up to play, and you think, well, I've heard stories about great Little League players who had stopped playing ball by the time they were 13, but I was just kind of astonished because the depth of that kid was just I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I heard real emotion in this 11-year-old kid's playing. And he's just this little kid. I went backstage and said hello to him right afterwards. And, you know, he's even tinier in person than he is seen on stage. but I don't know where the kid's going. I mean, you know, he's 11 years old. I mean, let's let him play with some dinosaurs for a while and before we start asking him to play Carnegie Hall. But, you know, as I wrote in my review this morning, I don't feel like qualifying him as an 11-year-old kid anymore. He's a really good player.
I was sitting next to a musician pianist who comes from an extremely deep musical family, and she was just sighing and at his subtlety and his change of tempo and his technique. Pretty much, it was startling.
Yeah,
really.
That change of tempo thing. He kept doing that in every song, even these familiar songs. Somewhere Over the Rainbow, you know, which you know, and then all of a sudden he would just do something really crazy to it, and I kept thinking, if this is this kid's ideas, and he's being backed by Wynton Marsalis, and he's probably getting a lot of really good advice, but you know, if this stuff is coming out of this kid's head, I'm worried about, you know, not worried, I'm like really excited about what this kid could do. But like I said, he's 11, you know.
It was absolutely incredible. Standing room only, the line around the corner at the Lyric Theater last night. And tonight at the Lyric Theater, Raul Madone. So that should be good, too. Yeah. Any other show stand out?
From the last 3 days, I've noticed. I write a review every day of the 9-day festival, and I've noticed the last few years it takes me 2 or 3 days to warm up. And so when I was walking a dog this morning, I was thinking about shows that, you know, I wish I'd have said a little bit something different about it than what I wrote. And, you know, Herb Alpert, I didn't see it, and I probably deserve to be punched when you see me on the street this evening, but for not going to that show. But I heard a dozen people, if I heard one person say that was just an incredible show, Herb Alpert and Lanny Hall at Eastman Theater on Saturday night. So sorry about missing that one. But and the previous night, Diana Krall, you know, I had a hard time connecting with that show. She started out with nice vintage jazz songs in the 20s and 30s, and then she gets to a Tom Waits song, Temptation, and it was a really neat arrangement. I thought, okay, here we go. This is where we need to be getting to. She's got a great band. And then it kind of falls into these 70s, you know, songs. And I don't want to get back into that debate about Jim Croce that we had Saturday night. But it's you know, her set was decorated with these vintage radios from the 20s and 30s. And then for the second half of the show, I guess she needed, like, 8-track players on the stage to kind of go along with what she was doing. So, you know, I don't know. I felt like, you know, she should have maybe let her band play a little bit more, and maybe, I don't know, just very curious about the selection of songs, which I think was meant to appeal to people like me who really remember Jim Croce and the Eagles.
Music writer for the Democrat and Chronicle, Jeff Spivak, in the studio this morning. We are here every day around 10:30 or so to talk about the Jazz Fest and what's happened and what's coming up. And tonight we've got a few shows which we can highlight, although we're going to play something from Joe Locke, and the CD does not seem to be working in the player. So we'll just have to mention Joe Locke and say something about his style. And he grew up in Rochester, so it's great to have a Rochesterian, another Rochesterian in town.
It's funny how our little town has produced these significant players, through different routes, by the way. You know, Eastman School of Music obviously is a big part of that. But, you know, people like Chuck Mangione and Joe Locke, you know, they grew up here, and they learned how to play jazz in our clubs, the Pithod and places like that aren't here anymore. So kind of a reminder of the value of places like that. You don't see that as much anymore. And I've talked to a lot of jazz people. I did an interview with Fred Hirsch, who plays tomorrow, and he talked about how the jazz players of today are learning differently than he did. He's 59 years old. He said you could walk down a street and see significant player, or you could mentor yourself with a really great name and learn. And then now it's just different. It's a more academic thing. He even cited YouTube as a source of education for young jazz players today. And very different. You know, guys like Joe Locke and Chuck Mangione and Gap Mangione and all these serious players who have come out of Rochester did it differently.
Well, Joe Locke is performing tonight at Kilbourne at 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock, and unfortunately the CD is just not being read by our player here. Jeff Spivak again in the studio with me every morning. Speaking of jazz, speaking of different, we have something queued up from Eivind Opsvik. Is that, do you know how to say it?
Welcome to the butchering Nordic names section of the show. I guess it's Eivind. Let me try. Eivind Opsvik.
Okay.
Overseas.
You're good at that. That's great. You're a natural Nordic guy, I guess. And you enjoy that, going to that venue quite a bit.
I find what they do to be adventurous and daring, and they bring strange instruments. He's a bass player. This particular combo that he has on the record, which I guess you'll maybe hear in a moment, it's full of harpsichord. And they won't be playing harpsichord tonight. They'll just be piano. But it's just so interesting what they're doing, because they've got this, harpsichord, and then traditional jazz instrumentation, and then there are cuts on that record. This is a really radio unfriendly record, but there are cuts that sound like dirges, and then there's the last one sounds like prog rock, where it just starts off somewhere and goes nowhere, just like normal prog rock. It's very unexpected. That's like the Lutheran church. That's why I like that venue.
Anyway, this is the guy playing tonight. We'll try to pronounce it when we get done. Again, Nordic Jazz at the Lutheran Church.
Thank you.
Well, that is Ivan Opsvik. We'll go with that. Jeff Spivak in with me this morning. That is from the Norway, the Norwegian jazz, the Nordic jazz at Lutheran Church tonight. They'll be playing, and that is the song called "Silk Weaver's Song" from their Overseas number four album. Well, anything else coming on that you're thinking of? How about we go to the other end of the jazz spectrum? We were going to have Joe Locke in there representing the actual jazz of the festival, but since Joe wasn't performing on our CD player, we'll go to Squeezers and Blue Highway playing there.
Yeah, I not very familiar with this band, but Squeezers stage is the Americana and Roots stage, and I was there on I guess it was Saturday night, and enjoyed the band quite a bit, the Honeycutters. The venue's not fantastic. It's kind of like a pop-up jazz venue or a jazz fest venue. They've taken pretty much an abandoned department store and thrown a few barrels out there and stage, and but there's chairs. It's comfortable. You can hang. I wish I'd turn the lights down a little bit, but it's so bright in there. But it works. It sounds okay. So I'm curious to see how this functions.
Yeah, Blue Highway. They're out of Tennessee, and let's just go listen to them. And Jeff Spivak here every morning, speaking with us about the Jazz Fest. He will be back again tomorrow around 10:30. And thanks so much, Jeff, for coming in again this morning. I know it's you were up late every night writing and getting in on your deadlines, and greatly appreciate you crawling out of bed and making it in here for your first cup of coffee.
How do you know I went to bed last night?
I'm trusting that you did. This is a Blue Highway performing tonight at the Squeezers stage, the Roots and Americana Squeezers stage at the Sibley Building in Rochester. Blue Highway.
Started out slowly like I always do. Day old coffee at the crack of noon. And I found your number in the pocket of my pants. The good day I was wishing for, never had a chance. Up and down, some memories keep on coming back around.
That is Blue Highway playing tonight at the Squeezer Stage for the Rochester International Jazz Fest. And thanks again to Jeff Spivak for coming in this morning, talking a little bit about some of the artists that he has seen and will be seeing. I should mention also that WXXI is having a drawing for a free iPod Nano. And it's going to include preloaded 50 songs from Jazz Fest artists of the past, chosen by myself and Jeff. Jeff and me picked 50 artists independently of who we thought should be represented on this iPod Nano. And you can register for it at Sangriaville, right next to the Little Theater on East Avenue, or you can pick up a form at the WXXI tent on Jazz Street, just off of Jazz Street, and then deliver it to Sangriaville. Sangriaville, a great place to stop by anyway, because they've got really good refreshers there, Sangriaville. So get in on a drawing for a free iPod Nano with 50 preloaded songs on it.